It's Thursday, May 5th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Authentication takes center stage in three stories. Concerning SMB jobs data and Microsoft's right to repair research. This is the Business of Tech. GitHub announced on Wednesday that they will require users who upload code to enable one or more two-factor authentication forms by the end of 2023 to continue to use the platform. GitHub's internal research shows that only around 16.5% of active users, roughly one in six, currently enable the enhanced security measures on their accounts. Microsoft reminded everyone yesterday that it will start disabling basic authentication in random tenants worldwide on October 1st, 2022. While I'm on authentication, Microsoft, Google, and Apple all committed on Thursday that they are expanding support for the FIDO Alliance and will implement passwordless FIDO single sign-on standards across macOS and Safari, Android and Chrome, and Windows and Edge. The goal? Eliminate passwords and instead use a stored FIDO credential called a passkey to unlock the device. With this extended commitment, users will be able to automatically access their passkeys on many of their devices, even new ones, without having to re-enroll every account. Additionally, people will be able to use FIDO authentication on their mobile device to sign in to an app or website on a nearby device, regardless of the OS platform or browser they're running. This one from The Record. Cybersecurity analysts published information Monday about a potentially severe unpatched bug in code for the Internet of Things devices because they want the public's help in fixing the problem, which could affect technology used in critical infrastructure. The flaw could allow attackers to perform DNS poisoning attacks against a target device, confusing how it recognizes activity from the DNS system. The company said it went public with information about the unpatched vulnerability because even after a long disclosure process, the maintainer of the UCLibC library was unable to develop a fix. Nozomi's network goal is to work with the maintainer of the library and the broader community in support of finding a solution, the researchers wrote. And in trends news, the Washington Post reported this week about the increase of attacks on Russia due to the war in Ukraine. While initially, experts expected the cyber attacks to come from Russia against the rest of the world, particularly the U.S., instead of Russia itself. Attackers have gone after personal financial data, defaced websites, and mined for government secrets in email releases. One recent survey showed that more passwords and other sensitive data from Russia were dumped onto the open web in March than information from any other country. Why do we care? A passwordless future should be an exciting one for two reasons. First, it's a massive win for the risk profiles of users. Second, it's a real opportunity for customers to invest in something that helps security and makes their lives better. Bring on the passwordless future. Some critical small business data from ADP. While the U.S. private sector created nearly 250,000 new jobs last month, employers with fewer than 50 workers actually shed jobs. Couple that with two other pieces of data. According to the Small Business Administration, small businesses account for 40% of U.S. economic activity. And according to the latest NFIB's Small Business Survey, owners turned more pessimistic in March and cited inflation as the single most important problem they face. Thanks to Axios for this one. Why do we care? My own bias skews SMB, and note that a lot of my listener base focuses here. This data point colors some of the other ones I've reported on recently and layers another of complexity for owners. Hiring is not only tricky, then there's retention, and now concerned customers may be shrinking. I'm slightly less concerned about the IT providers themselves than I am about the impact on the customer base. If all of your customers shed just one job, that's a pretty sizable haircut if you bill by the user or by the device. So take heed. Microsoft has released a study they conducted about the repairability of their own devices. This after an October 2021 agreement to make its Surface devices more repairable and fund this independent study. Some key findings. For the 7 devices studied, the study showed that repairing the product instead of device replacement can yield up to a 92% reduction in potential waste generation and GHG emissions. Greater than 20% of the net sustainability benefits of repair are determined by the transportation method and logistics for delivering devices to repair facilities. Mail-to repair services offer the lowest GHG emissions, even over long distances, compared to other transportation methods, such as consumers driving their own vehicles to repair facilities. Why do we care? Looking at the benefits of right to repair is encouraging. That data point about mail-to repair services intrigues me. How many providers consider how using mail-to services versus rolling trucks might be more efficient and better for the environment? Or should there be more options offered to customers? When it comes to delivering cybersecurity services to your clients, there's a lot to consider and even more at stake. Firewalls and antivirus don't provide enough protection anymore, and adding more tools to an already complex tech stack is expensive and difficult to manage. The Field Effect Partner Momentum Program, together with their award-winning security portfolio, solved these issues by making it easier for MSPs to deliver complete cybersecurity protection, unlock new revenue streams, simplify operations, and stand out from the competition. Learn more and connect with the Field Effect team today by visiting fieldeffect.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening and happy Cinco de Mayo, National Hoagie Day, and National Day of Reason. That one feels like one we can all get behind. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.